Hill in Washington, D.C. today with a special broadcast of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon along with Todd Mitchell. Telephone numbers are 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Our broadcast today and tomorrow brought to you by the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, and they'll be joining us tomorrow. Actually, storming Capitol Hill. A bunch of credit union members from all across North Dakota are here. And so we're going to talk a little bit about just, you know, how do you do that? What do you do? Okay, in this case, they're part of credit unions. And they go in and just say, hey, Senator Heitkamp, Senator Hovind, Congressman Kramer, here's what we'd like you to do. Let's talk a little bit about what they're doing and their issues. Credit unions across the Dakotas have been serving their members for nearly 100 years, providing them with a member-owned, not-for-profit alternative to traditional banking. And credit unions are different. Unlike banks that generate profits for a few investors, Dakota credit unions return their earnings back to their members right here at home. And that comes in the form of lower rates and reduced fees. And credit unions know their members and have an appreciation for what makes their local services great. Family, community, hard work, faith in tomorrow, and freedom to make local decisions. So if you're a credit union member, you already know the credit union difference. If you're not a credit union member, visit asmarterchoice.org, asmarterchoice.org, to see which credit union can show you the advantage of a credit membership. This message brought to you by the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. Okay, we're going to get back to the phones in a moment, but first, I want to know why farmers do what they do. Do you?
Why do farmers do what they do?
Yeah, well, we're not quite ready for that yet. Because I have to tell you that why farmers do what they do is brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, which you can find out more about at ndfb.org, the good folks at Farm Bureau bringing ag home. But also, you can go to ndfb.org and submit a question on asking the question, why farmers do what they do. And Chad, a farmer from Hertzfield, was asked, why do farmers grow so many different crops? So that was a question you had, and Chad's going to give us an answer. So now you can go ahead and roll it.
Why do farmers do what they do?
You ask, we get the answers. Here's a question that came in. Why do farmers grow so many different crops? So we asked Chad, a farmer from Hertzfield, for an answer. Chad, why do farmers grow so many different crops?
The first reason is diversification. Most business owners can understand that we want to be invested into many different things so we're less susceptible to one market falling down on us. The other reasons deal with agronomy factors, such as resistance to weeds, fungal diseases, and insects. We really want to make sure that we rotate from a legume, which is a nitrogen fixation plant, to something that uses nitrogen like corn or wheat. The other aspect is the move from that maybe back to a broadleaf type plant here. This really allows our farms to help complement nature in a way that makes our operations more profitable.
Thanks, Chad. Ask your question. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions we answer for you right here on What's on Your Mind with our Ag Minute. And if you have questions, please submit them at ndfb.org. All right, let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Donald and Bismarck listening on K-Fire. Tell me what's on your mind.
If Uncle Sam is broke, I'd like to make a suggestion regarding illegal alien criminals. When you find out that 37% of our federal jails are occupied by illegal aliens, I'd like to suggest that we send the country of origin a bill for taking care of their criminals. There's more to it than that, but I'm just going to stop there.
Well, let me ask you this, Don. What do you think the chances those bills would be paid? Probably waste a postage stamp, don't you think?
You bring up a good point. What I would do, a country like Mexico shipping off a boatload of oil, confiscate. Just say, look, we're taking this boatload of oil to pay for your nonsense.
Interesting point. You know, I think when we talk about immigration reform, and specifically talking about, you know, pass to legal immigration, because, you know, we have a robust need
for, you know, Brainiacs. There's a story down at WCCO Belting down in Wahpeton that somebody was telling me the other day that they brought a Brainiac in. I forget from where. He came in on a legal immigration visa, okay? And because he was here and he had a particular skill set that what WCCO Belting was able to offer because of this, you know, individual coming in, allowed them to hire 250 people here in the U.S. So I think those kind of stories are where it makes sense, right? Where, you know, it's the United States of America. We're going to attract some of the best and brightest talent all across the globe. And if they can come here legally to help contribute to our economy, God bless them. But before we fix that, we've got to take the problem you're talking about, and that is how many illegal immigrants are here costing you and I, the taxpayers, an inordinate amount of money. Secure the border. Secure the border. Secure the border. Secure the border. And then go to step two to say, okay, how do we offer more opportunities for the American economy to grow through human capital that might want to come work in the greatest country on the face of the earth? You agree or disagree with that, Doc?
You're playing my violin. Secure the border first, and after that, somebody's got talent, bring them in here legally. I guess that's enough out of me for one day. Thank you, sir.
Well, no, that's plenty. Appreciate the call. Enough out of me for one day, says Don. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. All right, a couple of calls came in during the news break. Let's roll those that have been waiting to weigh in on what's on your mind today.
Yeah, I got a question for our North Dakota state government. Why is it that we have a budget surplus, yet every year I have to pay in to the North Dakota state government? That just seems a little ridiculous to me. That's all I have to say. Bye.
Can you roll that one more time? I got to get my mind around what he's saying there.
I got a question for our North Dakota state government. Why is it that we have a budget surplus, yet every year I have to pay in to the North Dakota state government? That just seems a little ridiculous to me. That's all I have to say. Bye.
All right, so I think what he's saying is that, you know, come tax time, he's paying in. So I guess that's probably a question for your accountant, but if you're saying we ought not have a income tax at all, I'd say I agree with you. We can afford it. And I know the argument that's made is, well, nobody complains about the income tax in North Dakota because it's, what, 14% of federal or something? It's not a huge amount. And I guess it's right that we complain more about property taxes than we do about income taxes. But nonetheless, we have the dollars. We have the robust economy. Why wouldn't we want to be the ninth or tenth state without it so we can tout it? Last time I was at Mall of America, big picture of Dennis Dugard, the governor of South Dakota, and a huge graph about how they have no income tax, trying to recruit folks back to South Dakota. We have a robust need for more folks to fill more jobs in North Dakota. Why wouldn't we want to use that as an incentive? If that's what you're saying, I agree with you. Another call came in during the break. Let's roll that. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. Go ahead.
Yeah, why don't we cut the EPA down, because they're the ones that are screwing this country up. And I don't know if we're paying, tax money's paying for like the Humane Society of the United States or not, giving them any money, but we should cut them completely out because they are just screwing this country up too. But no one ever mentions anything about that. I'd like to hear a little more people talking about saying you're cutting them guys instead of the Army and stuff. Bye.
Yeah, good points. It is nothing short of tragic what we're talking about in the way of military reductions. Again, just simply look at the percentage of what it costs for the greatest fighting force on the face of the earth as a percentage of the economy and ask if that's where the waste is, if that's where the cuts ought to come from. Makes no sense whatsoever. And the EPA is a good one. Let the states regulate this. Do we need the EPA? In other words, do the regulators that are state employees in North Dakota care more or less about the environment than a bureaucrat in Washington, D.C.? You know, again, we just assume we have to have this stuff because we have it. How about a fresh start? 10th Amendment. Power to the states. Regulate it at the local and state level. And save a few bucks to boot. Great point.
Betty emails, we need our electric power grid protected. When will they pass the SHIELD Act and include the measure that would protect the California attack? That sounds like a question for Senator Hoeven, who since left Betty, but we are going to be chatting with Senator Heitkamp and Congressman Kramer in the coming days on the program. Senator Heitkamp tomorrow and Congressman Kramer tomorrow. So we'll add that to the list. We also have some South Dakota folks, Kristi Noem, Congresswoman from South Dakota, and John Thune, Congressman Peterson, and others will be joining us. We'll ask the question. We're also trying to get a member of Congress that's been very, very active on measures protecting the power grid, because that is a true threat if you're a cyber terrorist. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind. We're going to chat with a real live hero, Harold Krueger, Master Gunnery Sergeant Krueger, who will join us, a veteran of three wars, turned 90 years old recently, lost his wife, Lavina, who was planning a big 90th birthday celebration for him this year. His daughter, a school teacher in Bismarck, said, I want to cheer Dad up. So I'm going to put a little thing on Facebook and see if we can get some folks to maybe send him a couple cards and letters. He's over 1,000 now for 48 of the 50 states. Our mission here on What's on Your Mind? Every North Dakota city, every North Dakota county, thanking our fellow North Dakotan, a hero, for his service to this country, wishing him a happy 90th birthday, and sending our condolences on the loss of his beautiful wife of 63 years. Harold Krueger will join us in just a little bit. And it isn't a little bit ironic that we are celebrating a hero like Harold and the other members of our Guard and Reserve and active duty forces, current and past. At the same time, here in Washington, D.C., we're broadcasting today from Capitol Hill. There's a debate about how deep of cuts are going to be foisted upon our military, to the point where the headline of the Wall Street Journal today, defense chief calls for smallest army since World War II. Should we cheerlead that? Are we in a position, given the threats in this world, to reduce our army to the smallest since World War II? Don't worry anybody else. Ed Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind, listening on KCJB today. Go ahead, Ed.
Yes, sir. One thing we could do to help the military is to bring about half of them guys home and troops from overseas that don't need to be there. That would save a pile. And the other thing would be this ugly thing called foreign aid. That would save a lot of money there, too. So don't have to cut our military.
Just be smart about it, right?
Yeah, why not?
Where would you bring them home from, Ed? Any particular place you think we have troops that we don't need troops?
Well, in third world company, our countries, let them fend for themselves over there, because that's never going to change. We do need some presence in some of them our countries to be closer, but I'm sure there's a lot of places there we could bring them home, save some money. We'd have troops here. We won't have to use our National Guard stuff to send overseas.
How many troops do we have in Germany right now?
Oh, you know? I don't know, a lot.
I think it's north of 100,000, isn't it?
Yep.
I don't know. I got to find that out. I've heard people bring that up before and say, look, when did World War II end? Why do we still have troops there? On the other hand, obviously having our troops in Europe so that you can mobilize them when needed in conflicts, probably not a bad idea. I mean, I think that makes some sense, whether you need that amount or not. I don't know. These are good questions. Appreciate the call, Ed. Thank you. Let's go next to Stanley, North Dakota, where Dave is waiting to weigh in, listening on 1090 KTGO, the Flag West out there. Dave, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind today?
I happen to hear you talk about the military reduction as well as marijuana. That's actually what made me call. My position on marijuana is actually neutral. I could take it or leave it, either one. But I'd heard you comment that legalizing marijuana in the state of North Dakota, it would be terrible.
And, yeah, I believe that. I believe that because I think the idea that, number one, a government-sanctioned use of drugs, saying it's okay. I mean, what Colorado's doing is making a ton of money off this, right? And people are flocking to California. And I think the argument is, oh, it's harmless, big deal. It's not harmless. It's not harmless. And when you just take the shackles off and say it's legal, you know, what is that going to do? What is that going to do to how many brain cells are going to be reduced in Colorado as a result of legalizing something that has been illegal for this many years? That's why I think it's terrible. That's my take.
Well, when it comes to brain cells dying, I'm quite certain that less brain cells will die due to marijuana use than current smoking cigarettes or drinking alcohol. Those two substances right there, in my opinion, are far worse than any marijuana ever thought about being.
So wait a minute. You think tobacco, legal tobacco, is worse than marijuana?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not an expert, but I've seen enough to know that. Look, you know, why do we tell kids don't do this, don't take this? Now, to your point on alcohol, I think everything in moderation makes sense, right? And obviously, sadly, tragically, people abuse alcohol, and bad things happen as a result of it. So that's that. You know, two wrongs don't make a right, as my mom used to say, right? So I don't think we defend marijuana use in the name of, well, alcohol's worse, and that's legal, so let's...
You are absolutely correct. I mean, there's not a defense on one or the other, but I don't hear anybody advocating to get rid of alcohol, nor do I really see too much on the smoking. As for smoking, a guy will smoke 2-3 packs a day, which is, you know, 60 of them. Well, I don't know too many people that would smoke 60 joints a day. Not to mention alcohol. Probably more people die as a result of alcohol-related something than anything else. I've never even heard of a guy smoking weed and getting upset and beating up on his wife. No, he wants to sit there on the couch and eat a bag of potato chips.
You know, but what redeeming qualities come from, how does legalizing marijuana make North Dakota a better place or Colorado a better place?
I'm not arguing the facts of what would make a better place or a worse place. I'm saying, you know, if we're comparing certain things, let's get rid of the bad and keep the good. Just like what I said, you know, one of the reasons why I called was you said it was the worst thing that there could be. Yet, you know, I don't really see you mentioning we ought to get rid of alcohol. Again, moderation. Now, that's an individual person's choice.
Yeah.
Whether he drinks one or two beers in the evening or 123 beers in the evening.
Yeah, and look, my dad was an alcoholic, so, you know, I grew up with that, and I saw the damage it did to our family and the dysfunction that comes as a result of it. That, you know, he's been gone a number of years now, but it's still... still has impacts on our family, and you know, so I'm not in any way cheerleading it. I just think, and look, if we're deciding, oh, Colorado does it, so should we do it? I think it's a dumb idea, and that doesn't mean that I, you know, the abuse of any product is a bad idea. I just think legalizing marijuana is a bad idea. It's just conviction to me. I don't even have chapter and verse facts in front of me about why, you know, I just see what's happening in Colorado. Everybody jumping up. People are flocking to Colorado to buy marijuana. I don't, you know, I'm just like, how is this a good thing? How does this, you know, unless you're a politician who wants to spend more money, but we got plenty of that in North Dakota already. So I don't know that we need to, you know, use a product like marijuana to put more money in the coffers. Did you want to talk about the military thing before I let you go, Dave?
Yeah, I just wanted to touch on the military reduction. I guess technically I'm for it. The reason why I say that is we have far too many troops. Now, sure, when the time comes and we need them, we need them. I mean, there's no question about that. I'm not arguing that point. But in the meantime, we've got, you know, hundreds of thousands of them just sitting around picking their nose. Pardon me.
Well, I don't share your view of what our members of the Guard and Reserve and active duty forces do in peacetime. It's certainly not picking their nose, it's training. And the idea that you can flip a switch and to say, oh, now we need them, when we have the amount of threats that we have right now, the amount of attacks that are plotted and planned every single day. I don't know. I'm not with you on that one, Dave, but I appreciate your insight and your comments. Call again, would you? More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 Dawn is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. And Todd, you and I could count on our resumes for the opportunity to talk with a lot of neat people by doing this crazy radio business every day in a talk show. But unfortunately, it's not every day we get a chance to talk to heroes. And we are so honored to be joined today by Master Gunnery Sergeant Harold Krueger of Wishing, North Dakota, a veteran of three wars who recently celebrated a 90th birthday. And because of the ingenuity of his daughter in wanting to help him celebrate that 90th birthday without his partner of 63 years and his wife, Lavina, who died in the last year, put up a little Facebook post and said, hey, would you mind sending my dad a little note or a card or a letter? And letters, handwritten letters and thank yous are pouring in from all across the country. The story's gone viral. CNN has picked it up. A number of news organizations have picked it up. It's everywhere. Local organizations, Cape Fire, Bismarck Tribune, and others as well reporting on it. And it is really a neat story. There ought to be more of them just like this. Master Gunnery Sergeant Krueger, it's an honor to welcome you to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very kindly.
Happy
First
birthday.
First of all, I want to correct one thing.
Okay.
I am not a hero. I just did what I had to do.
Well, we know better, but I appreciate your modesty in what you did in serving this in this great country.
Well, and, thank you.
And happy birthday to you, Harold.
Well, thank you very kindly.
And so how does one celebrate a 90th birthday? What kinds of things have you been doing?
Reading these cards and letters.
So tell us a little bit about that. I mean, every day you open up the mail now, and it's does the mailman have to bring, like, a couple extra trucks to get them all to you, or how
are
you doing this?
No, I have to go to the post office to pick it up. We have rural delivery, but I don't have rural delivery here in Wishing. I get the mail in the post office. Yesterday morning I had 73 cards, and Saturday morning there was 86 cards. But we have well over 1,000 cards and letters, and I sure want to thank everybody that sent those. It was very nice.
Now, I understand we had, I saw a day or so ago your daughter posted that 48 of 50 states were there. We were waiting for a few states to weigh in. Have all 50 come through now?
No, we're still short the New England states, Rhode Island and Connecticut.
All right, so shout out to anybody with family members in Rhode Island or Connecticut. Got to check that box. How about North Dakota cities? How are you doing on North Dakota cities? Quite a few representatives.
Boy, I'll tell you, there's towns that I didn't realize we had in North Dakota. Yeah, there's a lot of mail from North Dakota.
We're going to give the address out before the end of the break. And you lost your dear sweet wife, Lavina, of 63 years, and she.
Yes.
I understand she was planning a little 90th birthday celebration for you, huh?
Yes, she was, and I didn't want one.
Well, this is a way to soften that pain of losing your bride of all those years, and also I know you don't want to be called a hero, Harold, but I tell you, it really warms the heart of those of us that did not have the honor of serving or so appreciate what you and other veterans have done in defending the greatest country on the face of the earth. So know that it makes us feel better to be able to thank you. Okay.
Well, thank you very kindly, sir. It's very nice of you.
Of course. Now, what story have you told your your kids over the years most about your service in three wars. Your World War II, tell me about the other conflicts you served in.
Korea, and I was in the early part of Vietnam, Da Nang and Chulai.
So World War II, and then Korea, and then Korea. Vietnam. And what do you remember most about your service in that time?
Well, it was rough, but it's over with now. The government's paying me now for serving. I've been out 43 years now. I retired in 69. So I get my monthly check from them.
Now, when you signed up, going way back to how old were you when you decided you were going to serve this country?
I was 18.
18
I went
years
in the Marine Corps on Friday the 13th. So needless to say, 13 is my lucky number.
You went in the Marine Corps on Friday the 13th, and at 18 years of age.
Yeah.
And your first time setting foot on foreign soil was where?
Well, first of all, we went to New Caledonia, and then from there we went to Guadalcanal. But Guadalcanal had been more or less secured, except the Japs would come down at night, try to harass us. But my first campaign was Treasure Island with the 8th New Zealand Brigade. And that was kind of unique. At 10 o'clock in the morning, they would stop for the tea and crumpets. Bullets are flying, but no, we got to have the tea and crumpets. So finally, you can't live on that type of stuff. So we radioed back to Guadalcanal and asked if they would drop in some field ranges for us. And so we cooked our own meals.
Now, what were the field ranges? Do you remember what you were eating back then? Was it a decent meal once they got the
no.
drop in there?
No, it was sea rations with meat and beans, meat and hash, and meat and stew. That's what your choice was.
Isn't that something?
And then later on, we got the K-bar, and then we got a few other rations. Not like today.
And then
the best rations we had was on Okinawa. We got through the Army from the rations that had Canadian bacon in it, and that was really good. But originally, we had just sea rations.
Now, what's a sea ration?
Well, it's just a can, like you open up a can of beans.
Yeah, not good, though.
Well, it was nourishing. We had to survive.
It was food, yeah, but it wasn't exactly a gourmet meal, right?
It sure wasn't, that's for sure.
Say, Harold, there's a buddy of mine here that's a Purple Heart recipient, Iraq War vet, Rusty, or it's along on the trip with me. Rusty, was the food better in Iraq when you were there?
Yeah. It was. It was better, but the quality got better because you guys did all the food testing to make it better for us.
All those MREs, yeah. Harold and his guys, yeah, it's just amazing.
Yeah, thank you. And by the way, happy birthday.
Well, thank you for all that you did.
You guys set the path for the greatest generation. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
So, Harold, now tell me about your time in World War II. How long were you there and how many different places?
Well, we landed at Peleliu, Okinawa. That was our last campaign, it was Okinawa. And then we came back to Guam for getting ready to go into the mainland of China. And good thing we didn't, because that would have been a murderous one. So, but we just moved around.
What do you remember about coming back?
Glad to get back.
Do you remember getting a hero's welcome? I often find that the World War II vets sort of just came back and started building a country and really not much of a fanfare, but you saved the world, right? And you came back and built a country. It wasn't exactly a small ordeal in what you accomplished there. Did you get a hometown welcome there in Wishick?
Well, at that time I was in Ashley. My folks lived in Ashley. Not really. They knew who I was, and that was it. And coming back from Korea was still worse because you more or less got frowned on. You know, they did, well, what did you go over there for, and all this and that. Well, we had to set the world free.
You know,
Matter of fact, I got a card from Korea from some missionaries.
One of your birthday cards was from Korea?
Yes.
Well, what a big deal.
Some missionaries from Korea and also got cover from Canada.
Well, sadly, the stories about how Vietnam vets were treated is well known, but you're saying even as a Korean vet you got some grief?
Yes, yes. But we forget that. We did what we had to do for our country.
That was a tough war. That's the one my father served in between 50 and 53. That's a tough war there, too.
By the way, if you want to chat with one of these heroes, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Get a pen in your hand because we're going to give you Harold's box number in Wishick, North Dakota, so you can send a handwritten note and wish him a happy birthday and thank him for his service to this great country. Did you like the mail when you were, getting all these letters, does it bring you back to your days when the mailbag would show up when you were overseas, Harold?
Very much so. Very much so. Yeah, we used to look forward to that.
I was telling Scott that today. I was in the Navy in the 80s, and there was nothing like getting a home letter from home when it came mail day, and there was nothing like the depressed look that you seen when nobody got mail.
Did you get mail in Iraq too, Rusty?
Yeah, we did, and it just brightened your day just to see a handwritten letter.
Because they didn't have email in Harold's day in World War II or Korea or Vietnam, but of course in Iraq War you could keep track by, you know.
Yeah, emails were not there then, but you know, a handwritten letter.
Prefer that or the little care packages or whatever.
Yeah,
Harold, how about you? Did you get care packages?
Not really. It was pretty well restricted what we could get in the South Pacific because they were wanted the supplies to come through more. You know, we'd get mail maybe once every 2 weeks. And you'd carry those letters in your pocket till you got the next one.
Is that right?
Needless to say, it was reread many, many times.
Wow. Do you still have some of those letters?
I had one small letter that I sent back to my mother that I found in my stuff when my mother died, and I gave that to my daughter. But I myself no longer have any letters.
Pretty amazing. But you got a whole batch now for your 90th birthday. This is pretty cool. And by the way, folks, I want to give you this address before I forget. Harold's address in Wishick is Harold Krueger, K-R-U-E-G-E-R, P.O. Box 176, Wishick, North Dakota, 58495. We also have that up on our Facebook page as well if you want to find that and check that out. All right, Monty and Bismarck, you're up for Harold. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Harold, I'd just like to thank you for the good life that I've had and many others. It's because of guys like you. My uncle fought in World War II. One of my uncles fought in World War II, Korea and Vietnam also. And another one fought in Guadalcanal in the 164th Infantry Division.
That was a good unit.
Yep. And he went through New Guinea and all the way, and they were heroes of mine when I grew up. I looked up to them. I'm a Vietnam vet, and I stood shore patrol on Guam in the Navy in 68, and I don't know if you know this, but there was still a Japanese soldier holding out there.
Oh, yes. Every now and then one would come down and raid the garbage cans for something to eat.
Oh, my goodness.
Told us if he crosses the road in front of you with a pig or a chicken under his arm, leave him alone because he's got an old rifle and he'll shoot you.
Great anyway, story, Monty.
I didn't know that I really appreciate my life because of guys like you.
Well, thank you very kindly, sir.
Monty, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. Harold, just hang on a moment. We'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break and remind folks you can send Harold a happy 90th birthday greeting and thank him for his service in three wars. Isn't that great? Master Gunnery Sergeant Harold Krueger of Wishick, North Dakota, with us in a story that's gone viral all across the USA thanks to his daughter's good work on Facebook. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Buygetlocal.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Our friend from Wishick, North Dakota, Harold Krueger, Master Gunnery Sergeant Krueger, celebrating a 90th birthday recently, and his daughter wanted to cheer him up because he lost his wife of 63 years, Lavina, recently. And so Lavina was planning the birthday party, and the good Lord took Lavina before she took Harold. So that 90th birthday party between the two of them is going to have to wait just a little while because Harold's still here and got more to do. And we're going to help him celebrate his 90th birthday here today on the program. Invite you to send your cards or letters to him. More of our conversation with him in just a moment. But first, the question, why do farmers do what they do, is something we ask regularly here on the program. And you're giving us great questions. For instance, somebody the other day said, Scott, why do farmers grow so many different crops? And I said, I don't know. But I do know folks at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, the ones that bring ag home, and I know they'll find us an answer. So they rounded up Chad, who's a farmer from Hertzfield, and said, hey, Chad, why do farmers grow so many different crops? Here's the answer.
The first reason is diversification. Most business owners can understand that we want to be invested into many different things so we're less susceptible to one market falling down on us. The other reasons deal with agronomy factors, such as resistance to weeds, fungal diseases, and insects. We really want to make sure that we rotate from a legume, which is a nitrogen fixation plant, to something that uses nitrogen like corn or wheat. The other aspect is the move from that maybe back to a broadleaf type plant here. This really allows our farms to help complement nature in a way that makes our operations more profitable.
Makes sense. Thanks, Chad, for that answer. Why do farmers do what they do? Ask your questions at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home, fine sponsor of the program, along with our friends at High Plains Apache, your official Apache sprayer dealers in North Dakota. They're in Frontier, just south of Fargo, off I-29, and they're in Mandan on East Side Court, southeast in Mandan. You can find them online at highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com. Check out the latest and greatest in simple, rugged, and reliable Apache sprayers. No longer do growers have to worry about complex, clunky, costly sprayers. These things are rugged. They're dependable. The 2014 has this patented technology, this world-leading innovation for the modern-day grower out there. And you know what? It's dependable. The legendary Apache mechanical drive continues to be the linchpin on the dependability and that profitability. Apache owners really don't worry about costly repairs and complicated routine maintenance because they know how the low cost of ownership and the high resale value leads to maximum return on investment. They got a 5-year warranty. Lowest total cost of ownership of any self-propelled sprayer on the market. What are you waiting for? Call them in Fargo, 297-6464, in Mandan, 663-2375. Check them out online at highplainsapache.com, or better yet, stop by for a cup of coffee. You'll love them. All right, back with our remaining moments with our friend Harold Kruger from Wishick, North Dakota today. How long have you lived in Wishick, by the way, Harold?
I've been here 26 years now. Yeah, see, when I came back first, I went to Grand Forks. I did postal work for 14 years, and I retired in 60 or in 86. But I retired from the Marine Corps in 69.
That's amazing. And Wishick, home of the Sauerkraut Festival, the Kraut Festival. We've got to get to Wishick.
That is correct. You should come down. We have some of the sauerkraut every October.
Yeah. But this, would you have us there this fall, Harold?
Pardon?
Would you have us this fall for the Sauerkraut Festival? We'll come up and do the
sure.
radio show.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right. Beautiful. Let's go to Orland in Minot. Wants to wish Harold a happy birthday here and talk about some letters he got during the war. Go ahead, Orland.
Yes, I'm wishing him a very happy birthday. He's probably about 15 years older than I am, but I had quite a bit to do with military also. Flying out of Adak, Alaska on our patrol missions, we'd have some time to write letters on the flights, and we'd cross the international date line, and one of our comments was, tomorrow didn't look any better than today.
It never did it?
No. Nope. It sure didn't. It stayed the same. No, we flew missions out of ADAC, patrol for subs. I think I called in one other time to the station when they were talking about the USS North Dakota submarine, because I used to hunt them.
Mm-hmm. Would that be referred to?
We flew in old P2V7s.
Rusty, you got a question for Orland?
Would that be a rating now in the Navy as AW, aviation warfare?
Well, it was VP2, which is heavier-than-air patrol,
yep.
flew out of our home base was Whidbey Island, Washington.
Okay.
TDY'd Kodiak, and we flew missions out of ADAC.
The same thing was being done with P3C Orions for a while there.
Yep. There was one squadron commissioned when I was still in on the East Coast.
Okay, I was familiar with that in the 80s.
Yep,
With an airplane.
I got out in 64.
Okay, wow.
Neat story, Orland. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the birthday greetings for Harlan. And Harlan, I understand you were part of one of the honor flights to Washington, D.C. to see the memorial in your honor. How was that?
Are you talking to me?
I am, Harold. Did I say Orland? I meant Harold.
You
said
Orland. That's the reason I was waiting for an answer from Orland. Yes, that was very nice.
Yeah, because Orland's he's a Vietnam War vet, but you're the World War II vet, so the honor flight was quite a deal, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, very much so.
Yeah,
and the most, what made me cry the most was the wall. You see soldiers that had been hurt, they're in wheelchairs, and they come up and put their hand on the wall for the name, you know.
Guys, you're left behind. Absolutely. Harlan, God bless you. Happy 90th birthday. Our prayers on the loss of your dear wife, Lavina, and I hope lots of folks from not only Connecticut and Rhode Island, the only two states missing, but also every state, city and county in North Dakota send you greetings as well. God bless you, Harold. Thanks for joining us.
And thank you very kindly. Bye-bye.
God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. What's on your mind from Washington, D.C.? Bye-bye.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years, have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with aluminum. Why? And what can you do to defend your family? This week at MyWaterLiberty.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take aluminum and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine, clean water with powerful healing properties. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now. That's MyWaterLiberty.com. Go now and sign up for free.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.